BBC Radio 4 Extra celebrates the Radiophonic Workshop.
If you say Radiophonic Workshop, the inevitable thing they think of is Doctor Who.
A cosmic melody by Delia Derbyshire.
3 hours of programmes showcasing the workshop's early electronic pioneers.
John Baker, Richard Yeoman-Clark, Dick Mills, Delia Derbyshire.
Richard Coles presents selected radiophonic works over on BBC Radio 4 Extra on Saturday morning at 9 and again in the evening at 7.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. 11 o'clock, the time now, is time for Late Junction.
Well, a couple of days early, but never mind. That was the Claude Bolling Big Band, their version of the Marseillaise. Hello and welcome to the last Late Junction of this week. Next week, Max is going to be playing you music recorded on the Radio 3 stage at the Latitude Festival. And artists there include Sam Lee. And Sam was another musician I bumped into a couple of weeks ago at Cecil Sharp House at the launch of the new Penguin Book of English Folk Song. And we had a look at the book together.
There's a song for every moment, but I like the chapter on the sad, dark ballads. I don't know why, sad songs make me happy. And I think their Geordie, their version of Geordie, is a lovely, lovely one and a very special song for me.
Why is it special for you?
It's a song about injustice, about a young man being hung for poaching, and the woman, she says she'll give her 6 children if she could have her Geordie back. It's set in London Bridge, so it's local for me. And it's got a magnificent tune. Shall I sing a bit?
Go on.
Right. As I roved over London Bridge, 'twas on one morning early, there I spied a fair lady, lamenting for Georgie.
Sam Lee singing For Me in a Corridor at Cecil Sharp House a few weeks ago. Martin Carthy recorded a version of that song back in 1998.
Once I had such a good little boy, a pretty boy, quick as any. He would run 5 miles in 1 half an hour, a letter to pardon my Georgie. For what has Georgie done and tuned his hair? Was it stealing or murder of any? Oh, he's told 16 of the Lord Judge's dear, and we sold him down under the valley. Oh, saddle him up, cries my lily white breast. Oh, saddle me up, cries my pony. With bright guns in his hand and a sword at his side, would you spare me the life of my Georgie? And Georgie's father to 6 babes love, there's a 7th one into my body. But it's willing to part with all I have got, if you'll spare me the life of my Georgie. And George shall be hanged in the frames of gold. For the frames of gold you won't find many. But it's willing to part with all I have got, if you'll spare me the life of my Georgie. For what has Georgie done on Tudor's Hill? Was it stealing or murder of any? Oh, he's told 16 of the Lord Judge's dear, and we sold him down under the valley. Wish you were stood all in the grove, all in the grove, standing ready. With bright guns in your hand and a sword at your side, I'd fight you for the life of my Georgie. Once I had such a good little boy, a pretty boy, quick as any. He would run 5 miles in 1 half an hour, a letter to pardon my Georgie.
Martin Carthy's version of Georgie, that's from his Signs of Life album. And before that, I was talking to Sam Lee at the launch of the new Penguin Book of English Folk Song at Cecil Sharp House. And you can hear Sam at the Latitude Festival this weekend. He'll be on the Radio 3 stage, hosted by Max Reinhardt. Also, there will be Aisha Orozbayeva, Get the Blessing, Baloji, Trio Teke, the Black Twig Pickers. And if you're going along to Latitude, make sure you go and say hello to the Radio 3 team. They'll be really pleased to see you. Isn't that wonderfully sinister? That's from Ennio Morricone's score for the film Comandamenti per un Gangster, the story of a gangster taking revenge on the death of his sister. And this is a trio called Nordic, who come from Sweden.
Thank you.
Music by the 17th century Italian composer Giovanni Battista Vitali, a type of dance known as the Ruggiero, and it was played there by the United Continuo Ensemble. And they followed on from the Swedish trio Nordic, Anders Lufberg, Magnus Zetterlund and Erik Rydvall. And here's another trio, Trio Teke, whom you might have heard recently in session for World on Three. Well, they're going to be bringing their very engaging style of Greek blues to the Latitude Festival on Saturday, and they'll be going from there to Lama Tree. Sure to brighten up any stage, this is a number from them called Caragioso.
Thank you.
The trumpeter Yaz Ahmed left the Guildhall School of Music and Drama just a few years ago. Her album is just out, called Finding My Way Home, and that was a track called Al Muharrak. And that followed Trio Teke, who'll be on the Radio 3 stage at Latitude this weekend, and you can hear some of their set on Late Junction next week with Max. Now, here's another version of the Marseillaise. This time, it's Serge Gainsbourg.
Sad, who's always gay. I know she's acting a part. You can see what goes on in her heart. There are two eyes, such blue eyes, smiling at me, yet they're lonely as only a woman's can be. For I see all her thoughts are somewhere in France with you. While she's talking of no one but you. She's so proud of the things you will do. I can see all her love is somewhere in France with you. And when your letters come, they bring a smile, a tear. Each one a sweet souvenir. Only one of a million who'll never complain, for she knows that the sunshine will follow the rain. Every beat of her heart will always be somewhere in France with you.
Yes, I'm still playing my Al Bowling records. Somewhere in France with you, following on from Serge Gainsbourg, Aux Armes, etc. And if you're trying to get hold of any of the tracks I'm playing here on Late Junction, you might find our playlists useful. You'll find the Late Junction playlists on the Radio 3 website. And if you think we can help further, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. I'm also on Twitter. Now, the Brazilian sax player Ivo Perelman with the Sirius Quartet in a project which is totally improvised from an album called The Passion, according to GH. Thank you.
from the mountainside, and the mine we melt in the pit. Cast wrought and hammered there, by design we cut, tooled and fitted. We can pull and haul and push, lift, drive, bring, plow and weave and light. We can run and race and swim, fly, dive, see, hear and count and write. And grist mills. It is easy, give us your drills. The hard shoulder grass will quake. As the thirsty valley with them floods fills up and turns to lake.
That's a track from Jerek Bischoff's album Composed, a track called The Secret of the Machines, with Caetano Veloso as guest vocalist there and Greg Saunier on percussion. And before that, Brazilian sax player Ivo Perelman with the Sirius Quartet, The Passion According to G.H. Diabel Sissoko plays Cora now. This is a piece he dedicates to his brother, Cording Sissoko, who he says was one of the heroes of the Cora. And the track is called Koto Cording. Thank you.
Mums. Ja, kom med nu då. Kom ju efter nu då.
Calling to each other across the valleys, traditional cattle calling from Houston Brotenberg and Lena Villemark, following Marilyn Mazur, and first of all there, Diabel Sissoko playing a tribute to his brother in Koto Kording. A piece now by Tim Suster, which he wrote in 1985, basing it on the structure of the Iron Hill Fort at Hambledon Hill in Dorset, basically three concentric circles. The players, here the Smith Quartet, are surrounded by two rings of loudspeakers.
Thank you.
The Smith Quartet playing Tim Suster's Hambledon Hill. Now, this is Vinicio Capossela and a song called Polpo d'Amor, which we think means Octopus of Love.
Thank you. questo polpo
Django Reinhardt and a quintet du Hot Club de France and Echoes of France, following Vinicio Capossela and Polpo d'Amor. Did that really mean Octopus of Love? I think it probably did. Tomorrow night in World on Three, Mary-Ann Kennedy is going to be introducing the Scottish folk singer Jackie Cogan. And on Monday on Jazz on Three, Jez Nelson is here introducing music recorded at the recent Match and Fuse Festival, including music from the World Service Project. Don't forget too, Max is at the Latitude Festival this weekend and he'll be introducing music recorded on the Radio 3 stage in Lake Junction next week, and I'll be back the week after. Looking forward to hearing all about Latitude from the Radio 3 team. I'm going to end Lake Junction tonight with part of Christian Fennis' soundtrack to Edgar Honitschläger's film Aun, the beginning and the end of all things, mankind's quest for the future and his desire to create tomorrow. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Wrocławia Cantans is a festival of singing in the Polish city of Wrocław that began in 1966. Since 2005, Paul McCreesh has been its artistic director, and I'm starting today with a performance from the 2011 festival that he gave with his own choir, the Gabrieli Consort. They called their programme A Song of Farewell, Music of Mourning and Consolation, and the pieces are grouped in pairs, one from the 16th or 17th centuries with one from closer to our own time. The first pairing is two settings of the same text, Drop, Drop, Slow Tears. The composers are Orlando Gibbons and William Walton. Phineas Fletcher's poem Drop, Drop, Slow Tears, set firstly there by his contemporary Orlando Gibbons and then by the 15-year-old William Walton. The Office of Compline includes the hymn Christe qui luxes et dies, which asks God for protection in the coming night. And next we'll hear one of the four settings made in the 16th century by Robert White. The Gabrielli consort follow it with James Macmillan's response to the 1996 Dunblane massacre, A Child's Prayer.
Thank you.
James Macmillan composed A Child's Prayer after the killings in Dunblane in 1996, setting words that he remembered from his childhood. Paul McCreesh conducted the Gabrielli Consort. Next, John Shepherd sets the words In Manus Tuas, Into Thy Hands, Lord, I Commend My Spirit, from Compline for the early part of Holy Week. It's paired with a prayer of St Edmund of Abingdon that begins similarly, Into Thy Hands, O Lord and Father, we commend our souls and our bodies. The composer here is Jonathan Dove.